And now for your feature presentation. From the team that brought you Cinema Week, the Film Frog Podcast.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Film Frog Podcast. Ooh, what is that? The Film Frog Podcast.
Yeah, sounds different. Sounds new.
It's very new. So we, to make a long story short, we did rename the podcast. Apparently At the Movies with the at symbol in front of it was just way too hard for people to find. I think we discussed this on an earlier episode. So we changed it because we can, because we have the power to do
it. I mean, we're Film Frog and that's what people look for anyway. So
that's true.
Everything else is Film Frog. So it's the Film Frog Podcast.
But we are here to talk about something very important besides just the podcast. Today is the first day of Cinema Week. Happy Cinema Week, Kara.
Happy Cinema Week. Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit more about Cinema Week because there is a little bit of a format change from last year. Last year, the previous Cinema Week was more of a platform for people just to, you know, highlight all the great things about going to the movies. But this year has a little bit more order and a little more structure to it. So we have a schedule for this year's Cinema Week, which Kara will tell you a little bit more about right now.
For sure. Yeah. So we gave everyone a little bit of a framework just so it's easy to understand what is happening each day of this year's Cinema Week. So Friday, we've got our new titles, Lyle Lyle, Crocodile, and Amsterdam open. And then Tar is a limited title that might play at some of your local theaters. And then on Saturday, we've got Community Day. Several participating locations are sending underserved kids to see Lyle Lyle, Crocodile for free, which is amazing. I think right now we are looking at over 6,000 kids being able to see the movie for free tomorrow, which is incredible. So huge thank you to those participating locations. Sunday is Family Day with Lyle opening. We haven't had a good kids movie in a while, so I'm sure a lot of families will be out. Monday is Customer Appreciation Day. Most theaters have some sort of loyalty program, so check out your local theater for what sort of customer appreciation items they may be offering on Monday. Tuesday is Super Tuesday. Most theaters offer some sort of discount on Tuesday. Look for that to be a little bit amped up, maybe some concession deals, ticket deals. Look to your local theater for what they're doing on Tuesday. Wednesday, we're going to highlight some event cinema through the course of the week. Other than the larger titles, there are also some event cinema titles like Billy Joel Live at Yankee Stadium, The Retaliators, the anime film A Silent Voice is having an anniversary show, and the horror film Terrifier 2 also has a little bit of a limited run. So definitely check out the week for those specialty items. And then on Thursday, we close out Cinema Week with Halloween Ends.
Yeah, we've got a very packed calendar. It's a lot to do. There's something for everybody. Yeah, we're very excited. It's finally here.
It is finally here.
And we also need to, of course, take some time to thank all of the very generous sponsors of Cinema Week, not only sponsors, but media partners. And we actually had a moment to speak with one of those sponsors. Our fearless leader, Brandon Jones, had a moment to speak with Michael Archer, the vice president of cinema sales and partnerships at Dolby Technologies. Why don't we take a little bit of a listen to that episode right now?
All righty. Well, thank you for jumping in today on the Film Frog Podcast. We are talking today about Cinema Week, and we have a very special guest here, Michael Archer of Dolby, who is back for a second year as one of our key sponsors for Cinema Week. So, Michael, number one, thank you very much for your continued support of the industry in general, making movie going and the movie going experience better. And then, of course, you know, really for sponsoring Cinema Week, we can't thank you enough. So we really do appreciate that.
Yeah, Brandon, no, happy to be here. It's really great to be back. You know, last year, Cinema Week was really awesome and we were really thrilled with the success from Dolby's standpoint. But I also know exhibition and, you know, a lot of moviegoers really enjoyed getting back into the cinema last year and kind of getting things full swing again.
Yeah, that was great. And one of the things that has really brought moviegoers back to theaters, really, that's gotten them off their couch and gotten them out is what's making cinema better. And Dolby's a big piece of that. The enhanced experiences at theaters. So do you want to talk a little bit about how Dolby's making the movie going experience better?
Yeah, sure. Happy to. And, you know, for all of us who, you know, track movies and kind of get all geeked out on box office and everything else, it's been pretty clear, I think, to the industry that, you know, the patrons coming back to the cinema are really looking for those premium experiences, you know, image, sound, motion, you know, something that they really don't get at home to the level they get in the cinema. And we're seeing great attendance and reviews for our Dolby Cinema, which you can find at AMC. You know, we can continue to see great exit polls on the image that we provide with Dolby Vision and Dolby Atmos in that auditorium. And it's been really good. You know, throughout the summer, people are really searching it out.
Are there a few particular films that have just maybe jumped out over the last year, specifically in your cases for Dolby, Dolby Atmos, Dolby Cinema, just what's made that experience so great, and any particular films that have just overperformed beyond your expectations?
Yeah, well, I guess the obvious one is Top Gun Maverick, of course. You know, having the experience to see that movie in Dolby Cinema as well as our Dolby Atmos screens, I thought was off the charts. I mean, I think you guys got a chance to see it as well. And, you know, that was a really great experience from the audio perspective. And of course, Elvis with the music, you know, that was another one where, you know, with Atmos, just bringing out, you know, that audio mix, you know, so many people put so much time into it. So to be able to deliver it as the creatives intended is the best way to see a movie.
Yeah, you talked about two things right there, the visual experience and then the audio experience. Dolby can deliver both of those. You want to talk a little bit about the differences in those two unique aspects of what Dolby delivers in visual and in audio, kind of uniquely independent of each other?
Right. So at Dolby Cinema, I mentioned Dolby Vision, and that's our imaging technology. And when you go to a Dolby Cinema, you're seeing a 1,000,000-to-1 contrast ratio. So, you know, blacker blacks and whiter white points than any other performing technology out there. You know, you get about 2,500 to 1, you know, with a standard presentation. Some of the nicer laser projectors that are coming out are around 5,000. You know, and the industry continues to build on that, but there's really nothing on par with Dolby Vision and what you can see at our Dolby Cinema. And in Dolby Atmos, we've got over 900 locations in North America for Dolby Atmos. And we just continue to see more and more films. It's become almost a standard, really, to have Dolby Atmos on all the releases. But it's also not, you know, just the big movies, the tentpole movies, as we say. You know, clearly when you look at Avatar coming out, The Way of the Water, Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, those are the films you would really expect massive audio mixing, huge performance. But there's other films that are coming out that are still kind of at the festival level. Bones and All, The Whale, right? That's really been on topic recently. Got a great review at Venice Film Festival, you know, and those are titles as well that are benefiting from Dolby Vision and Dolby Atmos. You know, it's just not about the blockbuster. It's really every creative, I think, in Hollywood and really around the world, they want to take advantage of the best technologies available to help them tell their stories. And that's Dolby Vision and Dolby Atmos.
Yeah, you know, I feel like, well, one thing I want to touch on is the reception that Brendan Fraser got for The Whale in Venice. I mean, what a moment for him to just come out and be back on center stage. I mean, it looked really meaningful to him. So that was cool. And I hope people will support that film as it gets released. But, you know, I feel like a couple of years ago we went through this. There was a changing from, you know, traditional and dine-in. So now we have these opportunities to experience movies in a different way. And we got into the recliner era. But now I really feel like we're getting back into what makes movie going so great. And that is the immersive experience. That these other things are great and they're really important to the evolution of movie going and offering moviegoers options. So this time I want popcorn, a soft drink, and candy. Nope, I want date night. So I'm going to go out and get a full meal and an adult beverage. All those are great. But at the end of the day, the presentation has to be better than what I can get at home. So what are you looking forward to? You know, you talked about Wakanda Forever and Black Panther. What other movies are you looking forward to in Avatar coming up that you think are just going to be wowed with what Dolby brings to the screen?
Yeah, it's interesting. I have not really been a fan of 3D. But you know, I know James Cameron viewed Avatar in Dolby Cinema 3D, and he said it's the best he's ever seen. So I may actually watch that in 3D this time around, and so yeah, I'm looking forward to that. You know, Avatar: The Way of the Water, they're re-releasing the first one. You know, so that'll be interesting to see how it does.
I think that's going to be a good benchmark for a film that's coming back, 12 years later? You know, how does that audience go? I was actually talking to somebody last week. I was like, well, you can either quickly do a sequel or you could wait 36 years. So maybe the Avatar one is right in the middle of that window that draws the fans back in.
But yeah, well, I think Cameron had to be happy when Top Gun did so well. You know, waiting, what was it, 36 years or whatever it was?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, people don't forget, I guess.
Yeah. And we did talk about it, and you and I have had a little bit of this conversation before, but, you know, yes, when Top Gun or Jurassic or Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, or Avatar come out, I'm going to seek that out. Biggest screen, and that's what you hear in the trailers. But there's other movies like La La Crocodile. I mean, you know, family movies and these are the types of things that build moviegoers. Like when I can see it and have this experience, this visceral experience, and I've unplugged. You know, we talk about Cinema Week this year. Our theme is cinema connects us, and we'll talk a little bit about how Dolby does that. But it's also how cinema inspires us, and cinema entertains us. Cinema unplugs us. And I think when you create this environment where I've got a good seat, I've got some snacks, but then when that picture and that sound hits, it doesn't have to just be the major tentpole. I can go see a Lyle Lyle Crocodile. I can see a Woman King. And so talking a little bit about those movies and bringing that audience back, that's not just the tentpole moviegoer.
Yeah. Family films are huge, right? I mean, my kids are grown up now, sadly, but you know, we always went to the movies, and you know, it's interesting. Animation really takes advantage of our Dolby Vision, because just being able to get much deeper colors than what you do on standard projection, it really brings out everything into the auditorium, which is really great. And again, when you're looking at movies and you talk about Dolby Atmos, it's not about the big explosions and the jets flying overhead as well, but when you're into the suspenseful movies, you know, or the tear jerkers where the mixers need silence, right? They can give drop dead silence with Dolby Atmos, you know, and of course we don't have the scratching of the film and the cracks and the pops that we did on 35, but you know, so even those tender moments on the smaller films and, you know, the technologies really get worked in all aspects of filmmaking, you know, from family all the way up to tentpole. There's really opportunities to utilize the technologies in all sorts of films.
You know, when we talked last year and I asked you, what movie would you want to go back and see kind of remastered in this? And you actually talked about music and bringing, and now that you brought up Elvis again, I think that's a great tie-in about how that film really got exposed when you can get the music out there and just get your heart pumping and lean into it. So my question for you actually is, at what point do filmmakers, you talked about James Cameron getting involved and seeing it in Dolby, at what point do filmmakers really start working with Dolby on whether it's animation or a blockbuster or a film in between?
Yeah, it really depends on the filmmaker, only in that once a filmmaker has worked with Dolby Atmos and Dolby Vision, there's no more convincing, to be honest with you. You know, they already know the benefits. They see the results. They read the reviews. As we mentioned earlier, they're seeing cinema goers searching out the premium experiences. But there's still, you know, many creatives out there who haven't had a chance to experience or work with Dolby Vision and Dolby Atmos. So we try to get to them, you know, as soon as we can. We have Dolby Institute, which works with film schools and film festivals, you know, to do a lot of education. And we also do education at the theater level at our Dolby cinemas to try and make sure the staff understand the offering as well. So when somebody says, hey, you know, why should I go to Dolby Cinema? Or why should I go to Dolby Atmos? You know, we as consumers, it's important to know why we're paying the extra dollar or $5 or whatever it is, right? So yeah, we try to get to the filmmakers early as we can. And, you know, we have a facility in Hollywood where they do some of the color grading for Dolby Vision. So we do a lot of hands-on with the creatives for sure.
That's great. And so if you were to, and we know that you provide exhibitors, and we have a lot of exhibitors who will listen to this show, we know you supply a lot of materials for exhibitors to use to really highlight that, and that's a great benefit. So if you were out talking to a theater staff and you said, okay, you tell me why I need to go see it in Dolby, what does the expert, what does the insider say to that?
Right. Well, you know, I think, overuse the word immersive because that is such a broad stroke across everything. And, you know, I think when you talk about Dolby Atmos, it's really understanding the intent of the filmmaker and the mixer, right? Because with Dolby Atmos, they can put 128 objects into the auditorium at any time. And that's really like, I want this sound to be in row K, seat 12, for whatever reason. You know, so those mixers pinpoint the sounds, right? And they do that to get a reaction from the cinema goer,
mm-hmm.
You know, and so that's where the expertise and the skill comes with sound mixing, is to how to get that emotion out of the audience. And with Atmos, because they can pinpoint all of those objects, that's what really enhances Dolby Atmos.
You know, I was at dinner moving my son back into college a couple weeks ago, and we were having a discussion with another couple. And they hadn't been to the movies like in a couple years. They talked about how much they love watching all this content, but it's really like series and stuff on, you know, streaming and TV. And then the wife says, well, we just went back and we saw Where the Crawdads Sing. And I mean, that's a pretty heavy movie, but like all of a sudden her face lit up. She was like, I actually got to escape and I got to get into it. And it's, and you kind of talked about it there, the emotion of going to the movies is only drawn out and made more impactful by, you know, an experience like what Dolby brings. So going to the movies is great. More of that all the time. We go. But if you can, so it's not even like you really have to know, but when you do know and you, that experience becomes even richer, more fulfilling. And she was talking about just the endorphins firing her brain. She can't wait to get back. It was the anticipation of going. Now she's got something to talk about. And so I love all those experiences and those emotions that it brings out. And I do feel like, and as Michael, you and I have talked about many times, I mean, the consumer knows what Dolby is, but do they really do they really know what's under the hood? So thank you for explaining that. And we do want people and exhibitors to push that message about the Dolby experience and the movie experience.
You know, our corporate headquarters is in San Francisco, and at Dolby, we talk about the science of sight and sound. You know, and with 100 labs in the building, you know, it is science. And, you know, some of the development they did for Dolby Atmos was literally people would wear skull caps, you know, with electrodes and, you know, measuring how the brain reacts, not only to the different sounds of Dolby Atmos, but also Dolby Vision. You know, when you have, if you've happened to see our trailer at Dolby Cinema, there was a flamethrower, right? And during that testing and all the measurements, the body felt heat with Dolby Vision, and it didn't feel heat without Dolby Vision. Wow. So it really is a science behind all this. And it's really cool. Actually, it's really cool.
We should put heart rate monitors on people in some of these movies in Dolby and versus non-Dolby and see if that has an impact. That's my next science experiment for you. Before we get too much into Cinema Week, give me let everybody know just a little bit about your history, how you got involved in cinema and at Dolby.
Yeah, sure. Well, I started in the industry back in 1995, working for another technology company for 5.1 audio. And that was really at the beginning of 5.1 audio. And then went over to Doremi right at the beginning of digital cinema, you know, and worked with the phase one rollout of digital cinema. And then Dolby acquired Doremi in 2014. You know, so I've been with Dolby since then. And it's been really a great experience. You know, Dolby has brought more technology and formats to the industry than probably any other company in filmmaking.
And you travel the world, correct?
I travel the world, yeah. I have global oversight for all the sales of equipment in cinemas and Dolby Cinema as well. So yeah, I get a chance to talk with all the various cultures and people and, you know, and get their reaction. And I would say people go to the cinema for the same reason around the world, and that's to be entertained, you know, to forget about a bad day, to build on a great day. You know, it's universal, you know.
Yeah.
And to me, there's no better entertainment than going to the movies.
Absolutely. And you know, I mean, even the premium experience is still an affordable experience for people.
Sure.
I will say Michael is like the chillest guy. I mean, I was lucky enough to be able to go to San Diego and go see the premiere of Top Gun, fully decked out auditorium there that Dolby had put together. I think I was more nervous at that moment just because of the anticipation of going to see it. I asked Michael, he's like, how you feeling? He's like, I mean, I'm feeling great. It looks good. It sounds good. And He was as cool as can be. So that was fun to see you there and get to hang out with you and your wife a little bit and your friends. So congratulations on that and just a great summer overall in welcoming moviegoers back to theaters. So
yeah, that was a good time. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that was fun. So let's talk a little Cinema Week for just a couple minutes. We'll give people the overview and again, you know, when we wrap up, Michael, just chime in on anything, but really where you know, why you want to be involved in Cinema Week as well. But the overview is Cinema Week is October 7th through the 13th. There's a lot of things going on. We're asking exhibitors to do unlimited popcorn all week. We're endeavoring to bring 10,000 kids to go see Lyle Lyle Crocodile on October the 8th. You know, underserved kids who otherwise probably would not be able to go see it in a theater. So we want to build moviegoers as well. You know, we'll have a family day, customer appreciation, Super Tuesday, we're calling it. Instead of a discount day, we really want to focus on the value of going to the movies. But when it comes down to it, for whatever reason, we got lucky, but we've done so much work and we have so many great partners at the studios and content platforms, and again, and people like Dolby who have sponsored Cinema Week. So opening up Cinema Week is Lyle Lyle Crocodile from Sony, Amsterdam from 20th Century, Tar from Focus, and then closing out the week is Halloween Ends from Universal. But during the week is also, there's five event cinema titles. We have Billy Joel Live from Yankee Stadium. There will be The Retaliators from Spotlight, Terrifier 2, the much anticipated sequel to the first Terrifier, I'm sure. There's also an anime film called A Silent Voice and a 25th anniversary screening of Scream 2. So literally there's something to do every single night during Cinema Week. Get your popcorn, get your drinks, go to a dine-in. And Michael and I were talking about, what do we tell people? How do we connect Cinema Week and Dolby? And we shared some emails back and forth, and we said, discover it in Dolby. And that's really any of these titles, any of your theaters, but really seek out this opportunity to see it in the best possible presentation during Cinema Week, because we really do feel like cinema connects us, and it's connected us, and I appreciate your friendship. So anything that you want to share about Cinema Week and Dolby being a partner?
Yeah, we're really looking forward to it. And I do just want to make sure all the exhibitors who are listening today, you know, we have the Dolby Asset Center, where we have all of our testimonials, logos, user guidelines, and everything revolving around Dolby and our various logos. And that's assetcenter.dolby.com. And that's where we're really trying to support exhibitors with all of our technologies. So please go there when you have a chance. We're pretty excited about the slate. I'm personally really excited about Billy Joel. He's one of my top artists. And ironically, I saw the list today. There's hundreds of screens with Dolby Atmos that'll be playing Billy Joel. So I would encourage everybody to get to an Atmos screen to see that. 2022 was really a breakout year for us for Dolby Atmos music, not necessarily in cinema, but actual music, with many albums being released in Atmos music. You know, all the streaming platforms pretty much provide it now. You know, so being able to have Atmos music in the cinema is really going to be awesome. And Lyle Lyle Crocodile, as you mentioned, you know, that's going to be in Dolby Cinema. So it'll also be available in Atmos locations. So like we've talked about, you know, from the family to the crazy Scream and Halloween movies, you know, you can get Dolby technologies everywhere. And I saw something recently from our marketing department where in one of the brand trackers, you know, 8 out of 10 people are searching for Dolby experiences. And it's, you know, we straddle the fence at Dolby, of course, because we have technologies in the home, but the Dolby Atmos and Dolby Vision in the cinema is a whole new level, right? I'm fortunate enough to have a nice OLED TV at home. But it's nothing like going to the movies. And, you know, not that my wife isn't fun, but her and I laughing at this on the sofa is not like you and 300 people laughing, right? So yeah, it's the cinema is the place to be for sure.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for joining our little podcast here. Thank you for supporting Cinema Week. It's a pleasure. I'm hoping to see you out in LA here in a few weeks, potentially as well, but
yep.
Again, Cinema Week is October 7th through the 13th. There's literally something every day at your movie theater near your home or in your community. So go support them and discover it in Dolby.
Yeah.